AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden says he joined South Korean President Moon Jae-in with concerns over tensions with North Korea. The U.S. president vows to send a special envoy and to work with the South.
Our goal is and remains complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We want to make practical progress and increase security in the United States for the United States and our allies.
Moon, visiting the White House, made a point to welcome America's return to the world stage. The White House is offering to lower its sights for an infrastructure overhaul to try to win GOP support. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
A reasonable counteroffer that reduces the size of the package from $2.25 trillion in additional investment to $1.7 trillion.
In Louisiana, video of motorist Ronald Green's arrest 2 years ago shows Louisiana state troopers ordering the shackled black man who had been tased and beaten to keep lying face down. It's a tactic that may have hindered his breathing and contributed to his death. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says he will investigate the shooting death of motorist Dante Wright, killed by an officer who indicated that she was reaching for her taser instead of her gun.
Precious life of Dante Wright. And we're going to seek justice and a fair trial. And let me just note for everybody, Kim Potter is presumed innocent.
Ellison spoke to Washington Post Live. California's top health official says the state will no longer require social distancing and will allow full capacity for businesses when things reopen June 15th. Alabama's port city of Mobile had a Mardi Gras-style parade marking the commissioning of a new Navy ship, the USS Mobile, and making up for all those parades that were missed in March. Stocks ended mixed. This is AP News. Apple CEO Tim Cook took to the witness stand in California, defending the company's iPhone App Store against charges of monopoly.
In an Oakland, California courtroom, Cook's testimony sounded like a commercial for the iPhone. Cook defended Apple's control over its mobile app store as a way to keep things simple for customers and protect them against privacy and security threats. He appeared in an antitrust case brought by Epic Games, the makers of the popular video game Fortnite. Epic is trying to prove that the app store has morphed into a price gouging vehicle that blocks apps from offering other payment options. Apple views his appearance as an opportunity to tell its story while the app store is under scrutiny by regulators in the U.S. and Europe. I'm Jennifer King.
A California judge says that 70s show actor Danny Masterson must stand trial on 3 counts of rape. The determination was made in the 4th day of a preliminary hearing, including dramatic and emotional testimony from 3 women. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.